La-di-da-di-da-da, hi guys.
I still remember the first time I heard about Twitter. Yep. I thought, what the hell is this? Is this something I should even consider?
No one's gonna use this.
Just when I was getting the hang of my mind.
Welcome back to
Shut the Fuck Up
Show. That was good. Hey, Molly. We're
there
keeping that in.
She's
we're,
playing. She's
we're
playing.
Keeping that in. She's into it. Featuring Molly the dog.
Molly.
She's pissed. She's pissed.
No, she's horny right now. She's
fucking my foot.
She's really loving
you,
that toy.
You know I'm going to charge her, eh?
Okay.
Don't fuck the toy when
Sorry.
We're recording. I'm keeping it all. The show where we talk shit, read news stories, and keep it.
Thickly platonic.
I'm your host with the most dick, Mr. Old School. Along with his platonic partner in crime.
Along with his platonic friend.
That's what I said.
You said his, yeah. But it's funny because you're like, I am, and then his.
Yeah, third person.
Okay.
Deal with it.
All right. Okay, you were supposed to introduce me at this point.
Yeah, your name is...
Charlie.
Special guest Molly on the show. Her,
yeah, my pup.
Your puppy.
Yeah, the other one's just staring at me.
Yeah, he's cool. He's checking you out. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? We should tell the people listening.
The people.
If there even is anybody right now. Is there anybody listening?
We got, we've been hitting decent numbers. We're in the 60s on Trending Topics
Network. 60s.com.
Hey,
holy moly.
Hey, we're going up. We were 30s to
start. You know what? I think I listen to this show, though, like 3 times a week, the same episode. So, like,
okay,
most of them are mine.
57. I listen at least twice. So, we got at least 55. But we're going up because we were in the 30s when we started. So, we've doubled our audience.
Okay, so listeners.
Yeah, fucks.
We should have a cutesy name for them, like
Ooh,
fuckers or something.
A cute? That's a cutesy name? You fuckers, it's so cute.
Listeners, I am probably in Italy as you guys are listening to this. I am in Italy.
Hey.
If I'm not dead, you know, by an airplane or anything.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
Well, you're okay the first time when you went to Portugal. You're still alive.
Yeah, that's true.
Good.
But now I have to take another plane. I might be dead. But let's not get into that.
She's probably going to die, folks.
I'm probably going to die. But I am in Italy, so I hope you guys miss me already. Yeah. I miss myself very much.
And I'm the fucking douche talking to myself in the third person. I miss myself very much. Douche. Yeah, so you're going to be in Italy. What are you doing in Italy? What are you doing?
I am shooting a wedding.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You managed to book yourself another fucking foreign
destination.
Yeah, but
this one is like a little bit cheating because it's like family, friends, or a friend of a friend of a friend or something.
Are they paying?
A little bit less than normal. But okay. I'm also seeing family. That's why I'm there
for 2 weeks.
So it's
a double fucking awesome.
When you go to Italy, you have to go see family or else you get shot in the
Literally.
Face.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll kill you.
Well, that makes sense. But at the same time, you're there. Might as well. You get, what do you get, a couple days? Are you spending 2 weeks there?
2 weeks.
Okay, so you got the 1 week wedding. You're going to get that
done. I got
the
1 day wedding.
Okay.
It's 1 day.
The 1 day wedding, you get that done, and you just hang out with the family after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. That's a great combo.
Yeah, but everybody's working. I'll just be like, mind you, my house is like on the beach still. It's cool, but everybody's working. Everybody has a life. I'm just like, la-di-da-di-da-da, hi guys.
Okay, so this was a last minute, no planning kind of, I'm going to be in Italy. By the way, can I hang out?
No.
Okay.
It's been more than 6 months that I planned it, but nobody's going to stop their life just because I'm there.
Well, I'll give you an example. When I go to Toronto for my friends, he takes a couple days off and we hang out.
Well, I guess he loves you more than my family.
He loves me. Family's a bunch of douchebags.
Oh, well, moving on.
But still, I mean, it's still cool. Yeah, at some point, you have dinners with the family or whatever.
Yes,
yeah, it's going to be good.
Yes, it's going to be fun.
So I hope you have a great time. Don't die in the plane or whatever.
That you hope that I am having a great time right now.
Yeah.
Because people are listening. I'm in Italy.
Why are you fucking with the timeline, man?
Oh, can I mention something, though? Speaking of timeline.
Yes.
It's a little bit, you know, people are going to know when we recorded this, but today's 420.
Happy 420 day.
Yeah.
Do you
happy
smoke?
420. Sometimes.
You're an occasional...
Very occasional.
Reefer, whatever.
Yeah, but I never get high. Never.
Even, like, you smoke hard shit, whatever, never get high.
What the hell is hard shit? Like, heroin?
No, I mean, like, say,
LSD.
Like, I know what the fuck I'm talking about, but, like, a more potent dose of...
I smoke weed. Like, normal weed.
And you never get high?
I never get high. It's
Have
like
you tried edibles?
Yes. So the only time I actually did get high is by eating a brownie.
Okay.
And I was so high because, oh, my God. I thought I was in the Matrix. Let's just say that's great, though. I would like put up my arm. I said this on All Wine Aside back in the day, but I put up my arm and it was like arm, arm, arm. And
you're dodging bullets?
Oh my God.
Was somebody taking Somebody taking a popcorn or whatever throws at you, you're like, fucking Matrix.
I swear I could have. But yeah, I was really high. The problem with edibles is that you're nothing. Like, you're not high at all.
You're nothing.
So you're not high at all. You're eating and you're like, oh, this is so stupid. It's not working. Then you keep eating. But then when your digestive system hits, you're like,
done.
And you're like, shit. Oh, cool. This sucks. It was bad.
Did you not like it because you lost control?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you don't get high.
That's exactly why I don't get high. Okay. I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but my brain is like, nope.
You got to let yourself go.
Mm. My throat gets scratchy. That's it. I think
you turn into a squirrel.
I think it's like, is it closing up? No, we're good. And then that's it. That's what it is.
Dude, did you actually change voices?
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
I'm always that is closing up. I don't know.
I don't know what's going on. All right. So I just came back from my vocal lesson. Mm-hmm. I'm back. Back into vocal lessons.
You are.
I'm excited.
What song are you doing?
I'm doing a ballad version of Danger Zone from Top Gun.
That's amazing.
It's the best. It's fucking.
Can we get a sample?
No.
Oh, okay.
but I will promise the listeners, once I finish it, I'll put, if whoever wants it, I'll give them an MP3.
Oh, shit. Yo.
Yo.
Hashtag danger zone.
Danger zone. You got to prepare it.
Well, that's cool.
I need at least an hour.
So you're
going
to have a show?
Yeah.
When's the show?
Show's in July. Danger zone. So I'm
excited. Danger zone.
Danger zone.
Oh.
That wasn't that good.
Okay.
I usually need an hour warm up.
Excuse me.
I'm better. Better than that. All right. So you want to start? You want me to start?
Well, I have a very short annoyance.
Uh-oh, something's pissing you off.
No. Yeah, a little bit. I was at the grocery store just now buying a big-ass bag of popcorn and beer because that's my life right now.
It is a big-ass. Yeah, it's pretty
It's my
big
favorite.
You didn't get the other one, the monkey one.
You're right. And I was there, too. I just saw that one and, you know, my heart just gets attracted to the things that you usually get.
Yeah, it's a beautiful big bag of popcorn.
It's just so yellow. So yellow. So, and I was standing in line at the grocery store waiting for the cashier. Mm-hmm. And this woman behind me was literally almost freaking making out with my neck. She was so close. No, you don't understand.
I don't like close proximity people. Do not like it.
No. So close. I was like, oh my God, I think she's going to rape me. Like, I don't understand why she's so close.
Do you turn back and stare at her? That works.
She was too close. Like, I would have made out with her.
But turn back, like, push her, whatever, and then look at her and stare at her.
Well, yeah, but yeah, I'm scared of people. So I just
You're scared of a woman?
Like, I don't know.
A small little
I didn't
woman?
Want to do anything.
You don't want to cause a problem. You don't want to cause
So I went on Twitter.
Okay.
And I was like, this girl is super close to me. And she's actually looking at this tweet. And she backed off.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. And then I got out. I squished over from my cart to her. And I went to the side and, like, grabbed my cart. And I was like, oh, my God, go away.
That's amazing. That is the best indirect way of saying get the fuck out of here. You fucking tweet over the shoulder so you know she's...
That's, why does she have to be so close?
That's creepy. That's creepy.
It was like, I hate that. Close people, like close talkers.
Don't like it.
I'm all for like the closeness and I like, you know, hugging or whatever it is, but not close talking. Like if you're not invited, like just get back off.
I need my space too. I hate, or just going to the bathroom, whatever. And the guy's like behind you. Like you got to put, my building, I got to put a door code to get in the bathroom. Cause I don't know, they're afraid of hobos or something.
Okay.
So you got to dial the fucking, but the guy's like right behind you. Fuck. He's like fucking like. Who, back off. Like,
who's behind you?
Just another guy who's got to get in the bathroom.
He's just like, let's go.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah. Like, calm the fuck down. Like, I'm going to press my fucking code there.
It's super annoying.
Or the people are right behind you and you're opening doors.
Yes.
Like, right. So you know what I do? I whip the door open. And if it hits him in the face, it hits him in the face.
But what do you do? Like, you, like,
I have a big ass fucking, like, power fucking open. I'm like, like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if I see you behind me, I'm power opening it.
Yeah, people need to calm down. Like, yeah. I always give people the space. Like, if ever somebody's in line and they go forward, I don't even advance. I'm not going to go anywhere. I just wait for them to go a little bit further, then I'll slowly advance.
I have like a 2-3 foot gap.
Yeah, even more than that.
Respect the gap, people.
For sure. Anyways, so that was my thing.
Fucking A. Okay. Huh. I got some more crazy people at work. I figured I'd talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you've ever met this type of guy. I'm sure, like, you got the umbayer. I got another one. Okay, I got the yeah, yeah, yeah-er.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That?
Let's have a conversation. Let's say my name's Joe, and I work in whatever office.
Okay.
And then you're calling me for something.
Okay.
Okay.
Da-ding.
Hi, this is Joe.
Hi, Joe. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Are you selling something?
No, like you need something from me. Like out of the office, you need like paper clips or something.
Okay, like we're working together.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know how to play.
Take two.
Okay.
Hello, this is Joe.
Hey, Joe. Listen, I'm missing envelopes here for the accountant. Do you have any?
I do, actually. How many do you need?
Like five?
Yeah. No, but keep talking. Like,
okay.
To the top of the story of the envelopes, like why you need it.
The accountant is here and he really needs to... Yeah. He really needs to get these envelopes done for...
Yeah.
Stop.
No, that's what the guy does.
Really?
I swear to God.
He just like replies?
Yeah.
See, he's the super acknowledgement guy.
Yeah. And like he was doing machine gun yaz. Like, yeah. Like he did at least...
Like he's way too excited about
this. He did at least 18 yaz in 10 seconds.
What?
Yes. Yeah. Like, I can't stand. It's driving me nuts.
Yeah.
I want to kill myself. I'm like, stop fucking saying it.
Does he always do that or just this week? Like, maybe he got some and he's super excited
It just reminded me because I was listening back to the episode of just pet peeves. And I'm like, this would be a great pet peeve to mention because he's this fucking the king.
That's annoying, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be like super self-conscious every time I say it.
No, but you don't do that. It's ridiculous. Like yeah.
I say yeah.
No, but not 18 yes in 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. And the span of like five you did yeah. What the fuck?
That's the worst. I did a recording once, my last TV segment that I had to record.
Mm-hmm.
The one before.
Yeah.
That's gonna get annoying. I was interviewing someone and the stupid director didn't tell me that I kept answering the guy. Like, shut the fuck up, Charlie.
Oh,
like,
you kept cutting him off?
No, not cutting him off. But let's say like you were telling me, tell me a little bit about your city.
Yeah.
And then you were talking. Go ahead.
Well, I live in Vancouver. And
Oh,
you fucking did that.
I did that. But I was just like trying to get him engaged. Right. But at the same time on video, that's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
I was like, as the director, you should have been like, can we do that again? And Charlie, shut the fuck up for a second. Yeah. I would have been like, oh, sorry.
You've been like, sorry. Oh, by the way, it's my show.
Yeah. No, but I wish they would have told me because now on the segment on TV,
you sound like
it's
an asshole.
Annoying.
You sound like an asshole. Yeah.
So annoying.
Director asshole. Like, that's his fucking job to pick that shit out.
Exactly.
I should be the director. I'm great for that.
Ugh.
I pick out every little fucking...
I would have appreciated that a lot because now I'm the one that looks like an idiot.
Yeah, that's true. I'd be pissed off too. Okay, I got more pronunciations.
Oh.
Okay, the way this manager says...
Same manager.
No, different guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, is another guy. Say Vancouver.
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 Oh, Vancouver.
Vancouver.
That's American, isn't it?
I don't know. Vancouverian? I don't know what this
Vancouverian?
But like, and because he's in Vancouver, so he's saying Vancouver all fucking day.
It sounds southern. Vancouver.
Vancouver.
It's like a boot. That's Canadian. But by the way, we don't say that.
He's not the first one, but he like emphasizes the Q. He was doing like a presentation on all our networks. And of course, the main network is the Vancouver network. So he's like, well, you know, we got Burnaby and then Vancouver and then Toronto to Vancouver and Montreal to Vancouver. I'm like, do you not fucking notice that you sound like an idiot? Like, I hate you. Fuck, all this shit, like, it just my anxiety goes through the fucking roof. I need to take fucking Zoloft. So I don't fucking choke somebody.
That's funny.
I fucking can't stand that shit.
It's Vancouver, guys.
Vancouver. Or I have another one.
Mm.
Okay, one more. So you know these people that like start every line with a question, like they're talking like it's always a question and like they went to the store and then like they bought a drink?
Yeah.
Die.
Yeah.
My boss is a questioner.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought there was only kids that did that.
Oh, no.
Then I went to like... the cinema and
it's not Valley Girl ish. It's normal ish, still with the question on every sentence.
Geez. Where's he from?
No, this is there's three different people.
Oh,
I'm telling
God.
You, my office is a Seinfeld episode. I got the I got the Vancouver, and I got the question person. All in the same fucking building.
Can you please like carry your phone around and just like record them somehow? Like put it in your pocket so nobody knows.
Funny thing, you mentioned that.
Oh, amazing.
The buyers.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start recording all my calls, and I'm gonna have to like piece together all the buyers.
Okay. That's your new job now.
That's my new task for when you get back. When you get back in like, whatever, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, where I'm going to have my umbai at the end.
Nice. I can't wait. Umbai.
Umbai.
Okay, so, what else? What else?
So, you know I'm not a racist, right? Isn't that a work thing? No, I'm not a racist.
No,
right?
I know
you
you're
know,
not.
Yeah, I'm not a racist, right?
You're not a racist. You would sleep with anything, so it's okay.
Anybody, anything, let's go.
We all know this.
All right. So, let me paint you a scenario here.
Okay.
At work.
Okay.
Asian dude, trader.
Okay. Trader.
He's a trader. So it's just me and the dude.
Okay.
That day. It's a quiet day.
Okay.
Other guy's off. So I hear a door knock, like a light knock on the door. Normally, it's an office. You just walk in.
Yeah.
You don't really knock, but whatever. Guy's being polite. He knocks. Normally, what happens is when I hear like a light knock or a knock and no answer, it's a delivery guy. Usually it's a guy delivering food or whatever.
Okay.
That's normally what happens. The FedEx guy knows to walk right in. So right away, I wasn't told anybody's coming. I'm assuming delivery guy, right? So I'm like, come in, whatever. He doesn't go. So then I go, I say, I like, not scream, but like I talk to the guy at the other end of the room. I go, did you order food or something, whatever? And then I walked in and then another Asian guy comes in, okay? And then he's like, I'm here to see this guy. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever.
So it's not a delivery guy.
I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
It's not a delivery
Sorry.
Guy. Okay. Yeah, all good. All good. Yeah.
Yeah.
All good. So other Asian guy comes in, whatever. But keep in mind, I first said, but I didn't see who was at the door. I go, did you order food or something? So that, I think you know where this is going. So then the second guy, like the guy comes in, other Asian guy. He comes in, oh, I'm here to see Jeff. Okay. Hey, Jeff, somebody's here. He's like, yeah, no, I didn't order food. Like he looks at the Asian guy. I thought he assumed that I only said that because he was Asian.
There's no way he thought that.
That's what I thought, right? So I'm thinking, oh no, he thinks that I think that the guy's a delivery guy just because he's Asian. Because he had like two Starbucks, whatever.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh fuck, the guy thinks I'm a racist. just the way he said, he's like, no, he's not here to deliver food or whatever.
Oh, that's what he said?
That's what he said, right? So I'm like, oh no, guy thinks I'm a racist.
Okay, maybe. Maybe he would think that.
So I felt terrible. Like, and then, so I'm just waiting for the whole time for them to leave so I can go like clear. This is like, just so we're clear, I did not know he was Asian before I opened the door or whatever. So
what do you say?
Everything's he's like, the guy's like, what the fuck are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, exactly.
Like in my head, I had this scenario that I'm fucking like the big fucking KKK racist or something. And the guy hates my guts now.
There's like no way that he thought that.
See, this is the thing when you overthink shit. It's the worst.
The poor guy.
You have
these
now. Fucking scenarios in your head.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's
you're racist.
I'm not racist. Oh, I have a bone to pick with you. I have one more pet peeve, okay? And I think you know where I'm going with this. Okay. Because it's a mixed bag, because I'm super appreciative that you brought back the thing, right? My battery, right? Super cool of you. Super cool of you. Thank you very much. You rock.
I left it on the door.
Okay, so here's the thing.
You want to tell the story, the full story?
Yeah, because you don't know the background. So it's like midnight. And in my ear, I'm listening to Unexplained podcast. Mm. So I'm like fucking freaking. I'm like, I'm always like shitting myself. And then all I hear is the podcast stops.
Wait. That's amazing.
The podcast stops, right?
Yeah.
They're talking about fucking Bermuda Triangle or something. And I'm just shitting myself. And then the podcast stops. And all I hear is, are you awake?
You hear it?
I hear the text, like, didn't it? And I'm like, it's you. And like, are you awake? I'm like, yeah. Check outside. I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on? I'm fucking freaking out.
Well, you texted me back. Are you at my door?
No, I wrote, I'm scared. Like, I texted you, like, you're scaring me. You're scaring me.
Let me see. Wait.
Yeah.
I want to see. Oh, yeah.
You're scaring me.
You texted me back. You're scaring me. Are you outside?
Yeah. So then I'm opening the door and I figure you're behind the fucking stairs and you're waiting to jump out. I figured you're just waiting for me to come get my things. You'd be like, booga, booga, booga. So I was like fucking tiptoeing to the door and I slammed it around.
That's so funny.
Yeah. It was like the craziest timing ever. I was scared shitless.
Sorry, I didn't know you were listening to a podcast.
It was just the timing. It was funny.
No, I went. It was Easter that day. And I went to Brooke's house because her parents-in-law were over. And okay. She was like, please come over and have wine with me. And I was like, okay, let's go. Boom. And I was there. And then I wanted to bring you your thing. Because you left out of my house last time we recorded.
Yep.
So I was like, I'm going to bring it to him. But by the time I got out, it was like midnight. Yeah. So I was like, are you awake? I didn't want to like
it was funny. So you. So your text, like in your head.
My text is like super like,
yeah, like
subdued.
Yeah, it's great how people can misinterpret a text, right? So in your head, you're like, are you awake? And mine's like, are you awake? Check outside. It was fucking
so basically
funny.
I said, check your door because I wrapped the little thing on your door.
She's going to kill me. She's coming to kill me. I'm dead.
That would be the worst murder ever because I left evidence all over your phone.
And you texted me. Check outside. Fucking stab me.
That is not how you murder someone.
I figured I was going to Bermuda Triangle. I was going to disappear or something.
It's good though, eh, though, fucking, I guess?
It's scary. Do not listen to it at midnight because then your friend will text you and scare
the shit. It's the music, right?
Yes. Because then it gets more like eerie and the music goes up and the guy gets like it's just fucking intense. Like it gets more intense and more intense. I'm like, fuck, why am I?
This is unexplained.
It's like his voice and everything is just so bad.
He's good.
Yeah, it's good.
He scares the shit out of me, man. You got something?
So, yeah, you know what I love?
Go. What do you love?
I never love things. This is like a big thing.
You hate life and everything in it, so I'm kind of surprised.
I am so appreciative of Twitter these days.
Okay.
Because I use Twitter to get the attention of big companies when they're not like satisfying me.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, my God. When I went to Palm Springs with Sloan in January,
okay.
Air Canada lost my luggage and like fucked me over bad. And they weren't answering my phone calls or anything. They weren't telling me where my suitcase is. And I took it to Twitter and they answered right away. And things are not resolved on 100%, but they answered, you know?
Did you get your luggage back?
I did.
Okay, good.
It was fine. But now this week, like today, I took Nikon to Twitter because they're being such assholes with me.
Wow.
So I was like, screw Nikon. And I started tweeting about it and stuff. And I was like, how dare they? How they're treating people that have been members for so many years. And, you know, I'm tweeting other people that also got fucked by it. And it's like causing such a stir now. And I'm like, good, fuck, good. And I love it.
Did they get back to you yet?
Yes, right away.
Wow.
The CEO got back to me.
The CEO of Nikon?
The CEO got back to me. As soon as I tweeted, like 10 minutes later, because I have trackers on all my emails, I saw them like clicking through my emails.
Oh.
Yeah, like 10 minutes after I tweeted. Okay. And I continued tweeting and it was great. It was
Did you get it resolved?
Not yet.
Okay. But it's looking
but
like
it's happening.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, it's the best. If you guys have a problem with any company.
Social media.
Twitter especially, man.
Well, I've done Facebook and I find it works well.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I find that it gets lost with Facebook. Twitter is just one line. You know what I mean? Like people just go like.
Well, if you post on your page, they'll get back to you, I find the DM and the page I find works.
I never DM them because that's the first thing they say, right? They're like, please send us a private message. And I'm like, no, we're going to resolve this in public.
Fucking right. Fucking A. Here's my phone number. Here's where I live. Come see me.
Because also, if DM, you send them one message and then they never reply again. So I just like go back to public, you know, you would go back to public. So I just keep public and I'm like, no, you guys are going to resolve this here right now in front of everybody.
There we go.
And it usually works.
Cool.
So do it, man. I love it.
Go on social media, Facebook and Twitter. According to Charlie, Twitter seems to be.
Twitter is the best.
Do it. Fucking yell at people.
Oh, yeah.
If shit doesn't get resolved, go to Twitter.
It was great.
Cool.
The CEO.
That is a Nikon. That's
awesome. Pretty. So yeah, that's my thing. I love it.
Talking about escalation. Good job. So, Charlie.
Yeah.
I think we need a news update because it is 420.
420.
And we're recording on
420.
But we shouldn't be recording on
420.
Because you were supposed to be busy on
420.
There you go.
Shit. I fucked that up. I was doing
We
so
almost
well.
Had it, you fucking asshole.
Fuck.
So, what happened?
Not gonna happen.
So, you took my advice specifically?
No.
No, of course not. Amazing. I figured she listened to me for once.
Nope.
Oh, well.
Hashtag girl problems update.
Go.
Yeah, no, I was into it. I was like, let's do it. I don't care. Let's do it. And I kept... Well,
but how many were yes, how many were no?
Oh, nobody answered. Nobody answered. Nobody fucking answered, listeners.
So it was 1-1.
Yeah, so it was 1-1 pretty much.
So you were the tiebreaker. You're like, okay, 2-1, let's go.
Let's go, 2-1, win.
Let's do it.
So I was into it. So I texted him the day after saying like, hey, if you want to get together for 420, we can, whatever.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada. So he was like, oh, you know.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
The self-doubt.
No, not even. He goes, oh, you know, I'm sorry I didn't text sooner, because he replied like hours later. Okay. It's like, I'm really depressed, blah, blah. I don't want to promise anything, but let's talk before then. So I'm like, okay. So that was it. So I was like, that's weird. So I'm like, if you need anything, I'm here, I guess. Yeah. Like, I've been depressed too. Like, I get it. But then, so he did, I didn't hear from him for like ever.
Okay.
Yesterday, I texted him and I'm like, hey.
420?
Like, well, not even. I didn't say anything. I was like, hey, like, we didn't speak in a week. Yeah. Like, are we doing this or not? No answer. And then I get an answer from him at 1 o'clock in the morning. I was sleeping. Yeah. He goes, I'm coming down from LSD. And I was like, okay, well, that's that. Okay. I'm like, all right, then. I'll leave you to that. And we haven't spoken since.
Okay. Well, there you go. To be continued.
Yeah. So that's not going
to
happen.
To be continued. Oh, it's done now? You're.
Well, I mean, no. I'm not.
What if he replies back, okay, I'm all FLSD, let's go 420. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, like, first of all, it's 420 at 9 o'clock.
Okay, save 9:30, we're done this show, whatever.
No, he's fuck like, it.
420.
What the hell was that?
That was a tongue emoji.
No, I'm settled in. I have my popcorn and my beer. I'm good.
You're done.
You lost it.
Once you get the popcorn, it's over.
You lost it.
Once the popcorn hits the table, fuck you.
Nope.
All right.
That's done. So it's not going to happen.
Oh.
But it's not going to happen now. I think I'm going to abandon the idea.
Completely.
Well, fuck. He's on fucking LSD now.
Oh, whatever. He's off LSD now.
He's down from it. No.
You're done?
But yeah, I'm done. I have a date tomorrow with some guy.
Is and it a
No, okay. I've never spoken to him since.
Oh, great's done.
Yeah, I gave him a chance. I said, let's do it. He never replied.
Fucking fuck you. You're Tony. You let me down,
yeah,
Tony.
Yeah, yeah.
I said no, I think.
No, you said no.
Okay, so fuck you, Tony. You fucked it up, you idiot.
So I have a
date. Here's the thing. Here's how it works. I give my advice and she'll do the opposite. So whatever I say, she will
the opposite.
Historically do the opposite. So Tony, you fucked it up.
You had a chance, Tony. I said let's go and he didn't answer. So, and I'm so happy he didn't answer.
Okay.
So I have a date on Friday and I had a date. I had a date Tuesday.
Okay. And how did Tuesday go?
Good. It was with a girl.
Oh, cool.
She has a really weird name.
She hot?
She's cute. She's a painter. Well, that's it.
Cool. Well, I hope that works out.
So LSD guy is not happening. Which is too bad, because I was excited about it, to be honest.
Fucking LSD, man. Oh, well. Sorry, LSD.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the painter, Tuesday Painter.
Tuesday Painter.
Tuesday Painter has a shot. Well,
yeah. Or tomorrow's guy seems nice, too. He has a weird name, too. I hate dating people with weird names.
You don't names. Like weird names?
Hate it.
I have one syllable. That's cool. I should be the de facto for all these dating sites.
Old
all
school you ladies, is not one syllable, but
well,
right.
Real name, well, they just called me school.
My name was school.
Just called me school. So all you chicks on match.com, check out school.
Here yeah, no. I hate dating. My name, I like my name. It's pretty. My name's pretty.
You have two syllables. It's good.
I have four, but thanks.
Oh, I was thinking Charlie? Of the abbreviate. No, I was thinking the abbreviate.
Oh, no. My real name is four syllables.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Your name's cool. That's all right.
I like my name, but I hate ugly names. But, you know, it's subjective, whatever.
Oh, what was the name? I saw Tafarian or something?
Tafari.
Tafarius?
Oh, it sounds super familiar. Rastafarian? No.
That's a religion. The girl was Tafarian.
That's not a person.
I think the girl's name was Tafarian or something.
Tafarian?
Tafalian? I'll get the name. I'll get the name.
But
fucking
who was
weird.
This?
I was on Match.com.
Oh, are you still on Match.com?
Maybe not. I don't know.
Are you?
Maybe not. I don't know.
Hey, you know what? Mm. I just signed up to Happn.
What's Happn?
Okay, creepy website, but I kind of like it. So I went to get drinks with Carp on Thursday, Monday. So we were at
math
the,
is hard.
Math is so hard. We were in the club. Yeah. In a club.
In a club.
In a club.
We're in the club.
Carve and I would never go to a club.
No, we can you feel it? Can
I said, do you want to go grab a drink? He said, yeah, sure. Okay. I said, let's go to it somewhere new because we always go to the same place right here. Near
Club La Boom.
Yeah. No, we went to a bar like really far.
Okay.
And then there was a bartender who was serving us.
Usually that happens, yeah, at a bar.
But he was, like, pretty huge.
Oh, you want to fucking jump that?
Yeah.
So fucking get Carp to be your wingman.
Okay, but Tinder doesn't get close enough. Like, the closest you could get is 2 kilometers.
Okay, in case you're stalking people and shit.
I guess. But now there's Happn, which Happn is an app that if you cross paths with someone, it shows you their profile.
Oh, okay.
So I went on Happn.
Okay. Did you find the guy?
No.
Oh, well.
But I was really, I was like, let's go, let's go, let's go.
You were like please, God, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I was like, is this guy single? And I didn't. But the guy that I'm dating tomorrow was on it. Like, I was apparently right next to him on Monday.
Oh, there you go.
But I didn't see him, but.
Oh, okay.
It's a pretty creepy app.
It is, I could see that being extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah, but I like it.
Hey, if it works for you, go for it.
I like it because you know that you've crossed paths.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, to me, it's like,
or the guy's right behind you. Fucking.
Maybe it was a girl in the fucking grocery store.
You never know. She's been following you for, like, a week.
Oh, my God.
She happens to be right there.
No. It's good because, to me, in my head, it's like, oh, this person's real. We literally passed through the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know? So, I like
it. As opposed to, like, did you have a lot of fake people on Tinder or Match or whatever?
No, but nobody's on Tinder anymore. You'll swipe, and you'll never get a match because people just don't check.
Okay.
So, yeah, that fuck sucks. Tinder.
Fuck Tinder. All right, we've come to the end of the episode, and that's the game time. And I figured...
It's game time.
Yeah. So it's game time, and this week's game is Stump the Cone. Or Stump the Charlie, a.k.a. Cone. And from what I understand, you seem to be pretty knowledgeable in Friends.
It's my favorite show on Earth.
You literally religiously watch 1 to 10, 1 to 10, 1 to 10, 1 to
1 10. 1 to 10, 1 to 10, then so, 1 to 10, then 1 to 10.
So let's see. Go ahead.
But my ex, Ontario, told me why. And I think I agree with him. He said, well, of course. It's like, because I don't like to watch new shows. I like watching Friends in the background because it's comforting.
Fuck you. I told you that.
Okay. He said it too.
Oh, because he tells you that?
Is it you that told me that?
Yes. I said it's your fucking zen. That's what you...
Oh, yeah. Well, he said it too. So, okay.
Okay.
Well, good job, old school.
Do I just literally talk and fucking one in one ear, out the other? Everything I say, nothing. It's like...
But he said it like weeks ago.
Remember this? I said it months ago.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
What a dick.
I guess I don't listen at all.
You're a dick.
I'm sorry.
You're not a good friend at all.
I'm sorry.
I said fucking stubby, like, whatever. This guy said this. I fucking told you 2 months ago. Dick.
I'm pretty sure you told me last week.
No, I told you months ago.
Okay. Well, whatever, I have no proof.
Well, we know. Well, I've learned something here today. And yeah.
Okay, maybe it was you that said it, not him. But I'm pretty sure I preached
it. Maybe it was me. We will move on.
So yes, I love that show. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
So now I really want to stump you.
Oh.
Because you're a fucking jerk.
I'm probably going to be so bad at this game.
Well, if you're so big in Friends, let's fucking put your money where your mouth is, motherfucker.
Okay.
And let's put $5 on the line.
$5? I already owe you like $500.
You owe me $40 and now you're going to owe me $45. But hey.
I actually owe you $37.
Fuck you. That doesn't count.
You paid me.
Fuck you.
You paid me to click the Ethernet cable inside my computer.
You want
to
go there? We'll go there. Okay. I, out of the kindness of my heart, because I'm a good friend, see, she was having Wi-Fi problems. I solved her Wi-Fi problem by using a special device that uses Powerline Ethernet. And because she was being a stubborn asshole and wouldn't plug the fucking cable in and want to connect Wi-Fi, I said, I'll pay you $2 just to fucking plug the thing in.
There you go. 38.
You're such a fucking douche.
Dude, I have to win my money back somehow.
Why do I friends with you? Okay, well, fuck you. It's $5 on the $5, line.
$5,
motherfucker. $5 on the line. And let's see if you can put your trivia money where your mouth is.
Okay.
So I'm giving you the advantage. This is your show. So if you fuck this up, this is on you.
Okay. It's true. You're right. Hopefully you phrased them correctly so I know what you're talking about. Go. Ba-da-na-na.
I'll be there for you.
We're not singing the same song.
No. All right. Okay. Stump the Cone, Friends Edition.
Yeah.
Question number one.
Yeah. I'm ready.
What was the name? Oh, so you have to, how many do you have to get? Seven. You have to get seven. Is that good?
Okay. Yeah, seven's cool. That'd be cool. Please don't ask me like real names or real actors. I have no idea. Okay.
Listen.
Okay, cool.
Listen, you're already back in backtracking. I haven't asked the fucking question yet. Okay. Dick.
Just preparing myself.
Dick.
Okay, go.
She has to get seven right.
I'm nervous. My anxiety's coming up.
Okay, she owes me $5, so she doesn't get seven right. Here we go. Question number one.
Uh-huh.
You ready?
Yeah.
What was the name of Ross's monkey?
Oh, Marcel.
Question two. Where did Monica and Charlie first get together?
Charlie.
Chandler. How about Charlie?
In London. Charlie.
Fuck. What was the name of Joey's soap opera?
Days of Our Lives.
It's not going good here. What type of animal is Hugsy?
It's a penguin.
Okay, you have to get nine right.
Okay, fine.
Nine right. Here we go. The Geller Cup is a prize in which sport?
Football.
This is going quicker. All right. You have five left. You have to make four.
Okay.
Who teaches Rachel and Phoebe about Unagi?
Ross. Unagi.
All right, four left. You have to get them all right.
Okay, fuck. That's changing the rules.
You have to get them all right. Fuck. All right, here we go. Question.
Yeah.
Where did Phoebe and Mike get married?
Outside, the cafe.
Specifically on what thing? Like outside where?
Well, outside of the cafe, Central Perk on the pavement, like in the street.
You got it. All right, three
in
left.
The winter, it was really cold.
Three left.
Okay.
In The One with the Lottery, what causes Phoebe to drop the bowl of tickets?
A pigeon.
Fuck. Like not even fucking blinking an eye. And this is the hard one. Fuck. All right, two left.
The best game ever.
This sucks. Okay, two left. Where did Ross and Phoebe get stuck before Ben is born?
In a janitor's closet.
Fuck. I thought I would have got you with that one. This is for all the marbles, Charlie. Mm-hmm. This, if you get this right, you owe me $5 less.
I'm ready.
Fuck you. I'm not counting that $2, by the way.
What the hell?
Eat a dick. Okay, you know what? I'm going to charge you $2 for that thing. So we're there you go. It's back.
All right, fine.
It's $40.
That's fair.
Fucking douche. All right.
Okay.
For $5.
Yeah.
The question.
Aw.
Who is the female paleontologist both Ross and Joey date?
Charlie.
Yeah. Yay! I think I'd stump you with that.
It's Charlie.
That's great. I almost got you. So, fuck you. Like, I'm blown away.
I love that show.
Because a lot of these questions, like, the first ones apparently were super easy, but the last four were supposed to be the tough ones. And you didn't even fucking... The only one that caused kind of confused you was the Charlie one.
Well, for like a half a second.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Wow.
I love this show.
Okay, so we're going to throw it out to Twitter, and it's going to be Stump the Cone Twitter edition. You have to come up with a Friends trivia question. And if you can stump the cone, if you can stump her, we'll give you a prize.
Okay. And I promise, of course, I'm not going to look at the answers.
No, she won't cheat. So, well, I don't know what the prize is. Maybe like a little gift card from Amazon or something. Yeah. $5 gift card from Amazon.
Okay.
If you can stump the cone in Friends trivia. There you go.
Okay, fine. I'm up for the challenge, man. I love this show.
You fucking terminated. That's not a word. You terminated that. You destroyed those questions. I was ridiculous.
All right.
So can you guys stump the cone?
Stump the cone.
To be continued.
You cannot stump the cone.
Stump or stump.
Or stump.
Let's close the show plugs. Final thoughts. The Charlie.
Okay. Please follow us on Twitter at the STFU podcast.
We'll follow you back.
Oh, and we'll follow you back. Will we? Yeah. Okay, we will.
Well, you control the main Twitter account. So
yes, okay.
Every time
we will.
I retweet, you yell at me. Don't go on my fucking account. Well, it's because Brooke was getting confused. She did. She
yeah, it's true. Yeah. So I will totally refollow you. I'll go back even and refollow everybody that follows us.
Yeah, man.
Followed us already. Yeah. Also, go and subscribe to our iTunes so that you get our shows Every Saturday.
We're there. Every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Or, yeah.
1 p.m.? Really?
1 p.m. Eastern.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. I post it at 1 p.m.
Okay.
Well, it goes on the trendingtopicsnetwork.com.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So, yeah, do that. Also, Google Play.
Check it out.
And
if you're lazy and you like just going on YouTube, we're also on YouTube.
Also on YouTube.
Ready to go.
If you do want to say Amazon, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Charlie needs food. She only has a bag of popcorn in the arms of the angel. She only has one bag of popcorn left. It's dwindling away.
Dwindling.
She will literally die if you do not click on the Amazon link.
Yeah.
Costs you nothing. You click on the link, you buy your shit, you feed Charlie. Because she's withering away as we speak.
Let Amazon send me money.
Yeah.
That's all. That's it. Don't pay me.
And you support the show. You support independent content.
Independent content.
That's it. Yeah.
Anything else?
Nope.
Yeah. What's your Twitter?
Yeah. At STFU Old School. So follow me. Fuck.
Fuck.
I'll fucking punch you. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.